We once again have today two optional memorials the church offers to us, St. Rose Philippine Duchesne, and also the dedication of the basilicas of St. Peter and Paul in Rome. And so I'm going with Peter and Paul today, the dedication of their basilicas. You may have noticed that there's four major basilicas in Rome. All four of them have their own feast day where we celebrate the dedication of those basilicas. August 5th, St. Mary Major. Just last week, November 9th, was St. John Lateran. Today, St. Peter and St. Paul. What I want to focus on this morning is a bit of the history of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Some of us might know a bit about that history, some not so much, but it's really a fascinating story, and quite honestly, a story that needs to be told, or even retold, if you will, because we celebrate this great feast of the dedication of the basilicas of St. Peter and Paul. Now, two different basilicas, right? St. Paul's outside the walls, and then St. Peter's, one of the most famous churches in the entire world. As famous as it is, the history behind the confidence we have as Catholics that St. Peter is buried there is really a remarkable story. And it's easiest to tell the story from most recently and work backwards to the first century. So we're going to work backwards this morning. I feel like I need a chalkboard or something. But no, it shouldn't take too long. The current St. Peter's Basilica, which we've all seen before, either in person or certainly in pictures and videos, was built in the 15th century. They call it the New St. Peter's, even though it's 500 years old. And it's really remarkable to think that that church was built, that incredible basilica was built with no electricity, with none of this cranes and all those things we have today. To think that it was built, as remarkable as it is an amazing thing. But it was built in the 15th century, New St. Peter's, right? The old St. Peter's was built in the 4th century by Constantine, the first Roman emperor who was a Christian, who legalized Christianity in the Roman Empire, but also converted at the end of his life. Old St. Peter's was built on top of a cemetery, a necropolis, a city of the dead. So you had the 15th century basilica built right on top of the 4th century basilica, which was built on top of a cemetery. You with me? You have these layers. When Constantine built the old St. Peter's Basilica in the 4th century, everyone, it was on Vatican Hill. That's why it's called the Vatican, is the name of the hill. That's the only reason it's called the Vatican, it's a hill. What they did is they went in, and Constantine's builders leveled out the top of this hill to make room for his basilica. In doing so, he destroyed part of the necropolis, which was virtually a city of the dead, where you had streets, and on each side of the street were buildings. You'd go into the building, and there would be tombs upon tombs. When he built his basilica, they needed to fill in all these areas. And so to cut off the top of the hill, it got filled in. But it didn't destroy everything. It didn't destroy all the monuments. It didn't destroy all the streets. It didn't destroy all the walls. It's amazing. It almost preserved it. Who was being buried there in the first century? Well, a lot of non-Christians, but also some of the earliest Christians were buried there. And we have proof of that because of some of the writings, the graffiti, they call it, that was written on the tombs where they were buried. And you have early Christian symbols, things like the fish, things like the cross, things like the Good Shepherd, were found on some of the earliest tombs in that region. Now, you might be asking, how did we find all this out? Well, in the 1940s, Pope Pius XII, some of you remember him, Pope Pius XII ordered an excavation underneath St. Peter's Basilica today, because they found out that when they built the current St. Peter's, they didn't really look underneath to see what was underneath it. They just started building. And so he ordered archaeologists to excavate this area. And what they found was the cemetery, the city of the dead. And if you walk there today, you'll be walking, and you'll be walking on a street that was built in the first century. And you'll see walls, monuments that were there from before the time of Christ. But what they found in the excavation is that underneath the new St. Peter's, underneath the old St. Peter's, was a tomb. And the tomb says, Peter is here. And inside that tomb were bones. And they did all kinds of scientific carbon dating studies on these bones, and they found out that they're from a man who was in his 60s, who had no feet, because Peter, of course, was crucified upside down. And to get a dead man off of a crucifix who was hung upside down, they chopped off his feet. The only reason Constantine, the Roman emperor, would have ever built a church in the middle of a cemetery in the 4th century was if he had confidence that the successor, that Christ, the vicar of Christ, Peter himself, was buried there. Why else would Constantine have destroyed a cemetery to build a basilica there? So, why do I mention that this morning and take the time to say all that? Because I'm bored. No. Here's the reason, everyone. Here's the reason. We can have great confidence as Catholics that our faith is built on the foundation of the apostles, that our faith is not built on pious legends and myths, that our faith is built on real people who made real decisions, who followed a real person, that St. Peter was a real man, and he made a real decision to leave his father as a fisherman and follow this man named Jesus, who also was real. What a remarkable thing it is that we get to live our faith, and that we get to live the realness of Catholicism, the grittiness of Catholicism, if you will. We get to live it, really, truly, substantially live it. That the person we receive in Christ is not a figure of our imagination, not an idea, but a person that we get to follow, that we get to receive. St. Peter knew that. The fact that St. Peter's Basilica was built on the top of his tomb reveals the realness of our faith. What a great gift it is that we get to experience the realness of Christ himself, especially in the Eucharist.